So I think by the end of the show...
Are we doing this now? The dingus is turned on again.
I just turned the dingus on.
All right, I can see the green line.
I think by the end of the show that you will remember what chocolate was supposed to be about.
I think that I might have, like, eaten chocolate, and I was like, I want to eat chocolate all the time now. Because I had, like, one piece and it was good.
Was it your first time eating chocolate?
No, you said you only wanted to eat chocolate for breakfast.
That is a good idea. Okay? You should only eat chocolate for breakfast.
You should only drink chocolate for breakfast.
That sounds Italian.
Sure.
Right? It sounds like that's something that they would do. And I'm wearing my palazzo pants right now, so, I mean, you know, it's on theme.
So you can only eat, like, Italian chocolate. Do they have chocolate?
Yeah.
Everyone has chocolate.
Yeah, you're right.
There's no country that doesn't.
Even Canada has chocolate.
Even Canadians do chocolate.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not great, but we do it.
Whatever, we're not great at anything, really.
Nope.
Tell me, friend, where's the peak?
That one. That one. I can't lose, buddy. You're using Delnor peas. They're tender and juicy, picked when just right, then frozen the same day.
You're right, friend. You always win with Delnor peas.
But I think you'll remember. I think around the 18-minute mark, you will go, oh, yes.
No, I think that's the only reason. Like, I think I ate a piece of chocolate and was like, I want to do this all the time. And I wrote it down as something to talk about in a show, which is idiotic.
But that wasn't your first time eating chocolate. Because I could see
it was not.
If you were in your mid-30s and you're like, what is this confectionery that people keep talking about? I guess I'll give it a shot.
Yeah, I guess I'll give it a whirl.
Right.
No, that's not what happened. It was
like,
far less interesting than that.
You're like Anne of Green Gables eating ice cream for the first time.
I don't want to talk about that.
I'm sorry.
I don't want to talk about Anne of Green Gables.
I didn't realize I triggered you.
I'm personally offended, okay?
You've been triggered by Anne of Green Gables.
I really hate that fucking story. Like, I really don't want to talk about it.
Okay, but you understand that now we have to.
No, let's go back to chocolate. No, I don't have to talk about Anne of Green Gables because I'm just going to start making fun of you. You recently started skateboarding.
Recently?
Which is terrible.
I began skateboarding last... It's been a year.
That's recent.
It's 2007.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Recent.
All right, anyway.
I used to skateboard more. I stopped... Here's the thing.
Yeah, you stopped skateboarding because you're not a child anymore. That's why you stopped.
Partially.
Okay? You're still not a child.
I'm still not a
child.
Yes.
And so you really shouldn't be doing this. Do you know that? Do you understand that?
Go tell that to, like, the all the people with skateboards at. There's so many of them.
I almost get
run over by 30 skateboarders a day.
Right, which is a problem.
5 of them ask me for directions outside of Union Station.
That's very annoying. Everything that you're describing right now is terrible. Okay? These are all reasons to not skateboard when you're 300 years old.
I'm not even skateboarding. They're skateboarding at me because there's no steering on those. They're not good at it, right?
But you're
they have a little remote control that stops them and it doesn't work.
All of this is terrible!
And then they bump into me and they're like, yeah, but like, where do I go to get on this train?
Tell them what to do? You don't yell at them and tell them to stop skateboarding? Because they're 47?
They just go. I'm like, yeah, that way. That's it. That's my mornings. That's every morning for me.
This sounds terrible in, like, lots of ways.
Anyone who's been to Union Station knows that this is what morning is like. You get a lot of skateboarders on their electric skateboards going way too fast, and they don't know how to steer.
But are
they
as aged as you?
Oh, yeah. I'm a young Torontonian skateboarder.
No, you're not. Okay?
On the scale.
You're not a young anything.
I'm not a young anything. But when it comes to the Venn diagram of in downtown Toronto and skateboarding in 2019, I'm not that old.
This is absolutely a disaster.
Sure.
In every regard, okay? Nobody should be doing this. It's really dangerous. You're all too old.
Doug Ford got elected.
You already got hurt.
Doug Ford got elected and everybody gave up. That's what happened.
No, this is 2007. That hasn't happened yet.
I see.
Okay?
Yeah.
There's still time to ensure that does not happen, okay? Let's focus on that.
Okay, audience, I just want to poll you. Does Robbie think it's 2007 because he doesn't want anything in the last 12 years to have happened?
Yes.
Yes, probably. Okay, good. I'm glad we've squared this off.
Sometimes I wake up
you're
and
like,
I'm convinced...
You're like, I think this Obama's guy's got a chance.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's in the primaries.
Right? Remember when the Senate wasn't a catastrophe?
No!
Right.
No.
2007. I don't know. Anyways, yeah, no, but back to skateboarding. Like, this is terrible, and you need to know that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Like, all of that. And stop comparing yourself to other people that are doing this. They're terrible, too.
Hey, no, that's absolutely an excuse I'm making. I don't really know a defense here that can justify my action.
There is not one.
You know? It's definitely some sort of like, oh, this is a thing I used to do as a kid, and
see,
I don't have kids, so I'm still allowed to do these things.
But you're not, though.
Well,
that's a lie.
I
blame all of this on cyclists, okay? I know this is an unpopular
also
opinion.
Sorry,
I do not enjoy cycling in the city. I think it should be banned. Cyclists,
like SUVs only.
No, I don't like those. Just walk
nothing.
Everywhere and
walk
complain
everywhere.
About it. Yeah. Walk around the city in a constant rage, okay? That's the way Mother Nature intended.
I hate to tell you this, but not everyone in Toronto is a caffeinated, skinny gay man.
But maybe they should be. I mean,
now that's because you can't buy better bees than Delnor. For Delnor picks and chooses the way a careful shopper would. See that word fancy on the Delnor frozen peas package? It's the government's way of saying, here is the finest grade of peas, and you'll agree. Their bright, appetizing color and natural sweet flavor make Delnor peas perfect for casseroles, cold meat plates, or any time you want a delicious vegetable in a hurry. So load up your basket with Delnor fresh frozen peas next time you shop. You pay no more for the best. Delnor, products of an all-Canadian company.
I mean, don't you think, like, I ask you, you want more of this in your life,
yes.
Right? Come on. And
like,
less of skateboarding when people are 50.
Like, I know that Google Maps...
It's not attractive, okay? That's the point. It's not attractive.
Like, I know that Google Maps tells you a different ETA than it tells everybody else because it knows your caffeine level, but not everyone
can
walk
anywhere in the city in 3 minutes.
I know you can. It's kind of ridiculous. I'll be like, where are you? You're like, at home. I'll be like, all right, meet me here. And you'll just... be there. And I'm like, how'd you get here? You're hoofed it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of nuts.
In shoes like this, by the way.
I know. How are you not in constant pain?
I am not. I feel no pain at all. I'm usually drinking, though. That's another thing.
There it is.
You know. More drinking, less skateboarding. Okay, first of all. But I think that this
you
is
you can run
all...
for city council on that, I think.
I wouldn't get one vote, but that... I would have... Can you imagine if I ran for mayor? It would be really great. Don't bring your bikes in here. Like,
you would get a lot... There are not... Like, there are people who like the cyclists, but there's not enough people who like the cyclists. And I think there's way more people who would vote for you on a not liking the cyclists campaign.
But I'm right about that, because look what happened, okay? We allowed the cyclists to come in and take over the fucking streets, which is terrible, okay? And now we have, like, 50-year-old men, like this one, skateboarding. All right? This is all wrong. Okay? These are little toys. They're for children, not for you.
I know. I didn't pay very much money for mine. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You're an adult. You have to pay a lot of money for things.
So if I paid a lot of money for a skateboard, that'd be okay?
No! Because it's a skateboard!
If I got one of them with the motor, they're like...
An expensive skateboard. That's
like
5, the worst 000, thing I've ever heard in my life.
They're like $5,000.
No, you need like
part.
A hovercraft, okay? Like the kind they just invented in France.
Sure.
Or else nothing.
Oh, the Green Goblin machine.
Yes.
Yes.
The Green Goblin machine that the Macron government, you
yes.
know.
Yes. No, I agree. France's Green Goblin technology is way ahead of ours.
It's fucking hot. Like, it's really good. Okay? But we don't have anything like that. Instead, we have 50-year-old men like yourself on skateboards.
On little penny board skateboards.
That is
right.
Right.
Yeah. I think it's equally funny that I don't even have, like, a real skateboard. I have, like, a tiny plastic.
Which is... bizarre and absurd.
It was so inexpensive.
I don't care.
It was like four rides on the TTC.
You could have gotten a drink.
I could have.
Like, come on.
You know?
Priorities.
I don't have kids. I don't have kids, so I can do whatever I
no,
want.
No, you can't. Like, why do you think that? That doesn't give you free reign to be insane.
I think it does.
I don't have children. I could be a lunatic.
Anything at all.
No.
Anything at all.
No, I do not accept this. Or
anything
you.
At all. I could... You know, they'll sell me just arcade machines now at stores for, like, not much money.
What are you talking about?
You know, like video game
like
things
Pac-Man?
that take up large amounts of square footage in our small apartments. They'll sell you those because they know you're old and don't have kids. So it's fine.
I remember one time you tried to buy a vacuum cleaner and it was really funny. Because you were, like, really into, like, the guy was, like, really selling you this vacuum cleaner.
I was completely hypnotized by the vacuum cleaner.
You really were,
yes. Yes, yes. I don't think that's neither here nor there.
I just wanted to bring it up because it was really funny.
Okay. You're saying, because I've...
That was also in 2007.
I could be swayed by capitalism. This is what's happening.
Well, I just feel like you might be the kind of person that, like, if somebody offered you, like, a Pac-Man machine from 1980 or whatever, you might be like, huh, yeah, that could offset the, you know...
Yeah, it would really bring the room together.
Right.
Yeah.
I think that you might fall for that. It's wrong, by the way.
I'm not quite divorced enough to buy arcade machines.
Right.
Yeah, I think
okay.
I'm still married enough that I can't buy an arcade machine.
Good. Stay that married.
That's important. It's important.
Yeah, I think it is. You know,
mm-hmm.
skateboarding. What a bunch of crap. And he fell off the skateboard.
Of course I did. It's a skateboard. You can't
and it's a really
stay
small
on
skateboard
it.
And you're a grown person.
Of course, you can't stay on these things. No one doesn't fall off the skateboards. I've seen, in the last 3 weeks, I've seen a dozen people crash off their skateboards near my office.
This is alarming news.
Yeah, this is happening all the time. Because we have gorgeous wide bike lanes paid for by our city government.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot.
That's a dime.
And so people skateboard on them.
They need me on that city council now that there's no seats left. You know,
that's right.
We have 4 city councilors now.
I'd vote for you just because I'd start watching the meetings.
I would be really amusing.
Yeah, you would.
Okay?
Yeah.
See, what is it? CPAC? C-SPAN? No, not C-SPAN.
C-SPAN is the
else.
American people.
Okay.
Those are the American government people.
Yeah, okay,
yeah.
No.
What we have is CP24.
No, that doesn't cover the thing, though.
I don't know what else would.
I would have a fantastic press following.
It's the only news channel we have, I believe.
Is that a news channel?
CP24?
I guess so.
Yeah, you go on the subway and you see the little 2-sentence thing that was like, Trump did a thing and now you're angry, but you can't do anything because
of the day.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's
right.
That's the news. That's the news. And some people look at that thing all the time.
Skateboarding.
While skateboarding on the subway.
Skateboarding through the subway. You know.
I've seen people do this. Yes, I've fallen off my skateboard and I've hurt myself a few times and it's fine.
It's not fine.
It's fine.
It's
but
not.
It's fine. But
is it fine? I don't think it's fine.
Let's take a vote. They think it's fine.
Well, they're all wrong, though. See, this is why I'm not on the city council because these are the voters.
I think you're in
like,
the...
what? Please. You know? This is the Vox Populi turned up too loud, I think.
I think, yeah. I think, does anybody else here have a tiny skateboard? Or a big skateboard?
No.
Or a motorized skateboard? Or like a single wheel that you stand on either side of and it just goes forward
a unicycle?
Somehow? These things exist.
I have seen unicycles, but that takes some skill.
Yeah, I don't mean like a circus unicycle where you're pedaling. I mean like you're literally just standing on a wheel and it goes forward.
No, I've never seen this.
Like you're in a Star Wars movie.
I saw one in High Park.
See?
Yeah.
So what
in
is it?
High Park?
Yeah.
That High Park has a 70 degree cliffside.
The machine stopped going and he had to get off it and talk to it like it was a person that understood him, like, come on, buddy.
Oh.
He clapped it along?
Yeah. And then he had to walk behind it while it climbed the slope.
Amazing.
That's the worst thing I've heard all day.
Did he call it Billy?
I called it Buddy. I think
what?
That was his name.
Oh, my God.
It was like a R2-D2 without the can.
Yeah.
He could ride
or the personality.
Did it, like, beep back at him?
Yeah.
Sure. They just had a conversation.
See, these are the kinds of things that people should be offended by.
Right.
In my opinion.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So in the great age of 2007, which we still live in, the idea of a man in High Park, which is, by the way, a ski hill in terms of its steepness.
Is it?
It's kind of. I wouldn't want to ride up in High Park.
No.
That's, I'm too old.
The robot didn't want to.
Except the robot is 36 too.
Stop.
And he's just like, no.
Beep beep.
Beep beep.
So,
no. I'm out.
Only, so someone paid good money for this and it doesn't work. So that's great.
Well, Toronto's a famously flat city. So, you know, it like, This is, well, I'm not skateboarding much, mostly because of that, because I'm too old to handle hills.
Because you keep falling
hills.
Off it.
Yeah, I'm too old to handle hills. I can't do it. And, right. And Toronto is 90% hillside. So
no, it's not. You just said it was really flat.
You literally only go left and right in Toronto. You never go up and down.
No.
See?
Well, I walked at Yorkdale sometimes.
What?
Yeah.
You don't live... He doesn't live anywhere near Yorkdale.
No.
Like, would you... Would you, like, it's like 10 subway stops away from you.
Yeah.
Easy.
More than that, probably.
And you just... You're
but,
just like...
But I would
oh,
never
go.
Skateboard to Yorkdale.
Maybe you
not
should.
Not in a million years.
Maybe you should, because I feel like you're the prime guy to buy one of these things.
That's really offensive to me.
Because you're because you're always on foot.
Yeah, and I want to stay that way. And so should you.
Hmm.
It's less dangerous, and you can complain more.
Sure.
About people on skateboards and bicycles and in cars. You, when you're a pedestrian, you get to complain about everyone else. It's fantastic.
It's true. You are the lowest person
you,
in the food chain. Yeah.
If you enjoy complaining as much as I do, then you need to be on foot.
Kids,
right?
Have you heard of this fantastic new life experience called walking
around? It's called
around.
Walking. It is life-changing, all right? Just put one foot in front of the other on, you know, pavement, and
mm-hmm.
you get to complain about everybody else in the society. It's terrific.
I don't...
Highly... two enthusiastic thumbs up.
Yeah, I guess. I guess who could... No one's complaining about you. No one's complaining
no.
about the people on foot in
no.
the city.
I mean, I guess, like, you know, when I'm walking in front of cars and stuff, they're like, oh, God, there's so many good... But, like, I follow the rules, you know.
Sure, yeah.
So...
You're not a maniac.
They can't... I am not a maniac.
Right.
Okay?
Right. I'm just going to quickly check our notes to make sure we talked about all the things we wanted to talk about.
I mean, we don't really... I mean...
I just wanted to say thank you all for coming to this show. We know you have a lot of options in Toronto. Toronto's a city where... There's at least three things happening at once.
Yeah, there's
all the
like
time.
Three things tonight.
Yeah, no,
you
like,
could have done two other things.
You could have done two other things. You could have gone down to the Budweiser stage.
You
and,
yeah,
and
or,
watched and watched and watched Korn and Rob Zombie and Marilyn Dennis.
Marilyn Dennis.
Sorry,
that's actually a dream lineup in my I would really like to see Jonathan Davis and Marilyn Dennis on the same stage together.
I meant to say Marilyn Manson, but that just came out first. I just, having said that though, I've never seen the two of them in the same room at the same time. So, that may be the act.
I'm not closing the door on that. I mean,
right.
You know, I think we need to keep that door wide open.
I love
what
Marilyn
Dennis. What if
Marilyn Dennis,
like, walked in here right now?
I would die.
I'll be like, I'll bet she doesn't have a fucking skateboard, okay? I'm just concerned about you. It's for you. My concern is for you.
I appreciate it. But
thank
if I
you.
Didn't have it, we wouldn't have this bit. We would, you know?
It's
sometimes you gotta do stuff
bit.
To do with another
and
thing.
Like when he was all scabbed up and everything,
oh,
like, it
was
really
a
bad.
Mess.
Like he really was a mess.
Yeah, no.
You know,
I hadn't been hurt that badly since I was actually a child.
Yeah, which,
yeah.
Well, didn't that tell you something?
Except for, you know, like in my, like, feelings. Like, but, like, physically, yeah.
Yeah, no
was...
one cares about your, like, sensibility, okay?
No,
you
no.
know?
I cry at way too many movies. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
But, yeah, no, it's like...
You can keep things like that to yourself. You don't have to share everything, you know.
But the...
No.
One day...
No.
One day, you'll have one of these things, like chocolate, and you'll go...
Wow!
This is
a
what it
feeling.
Is.
Feeling.
There it is. That's what these things called emotion.
I
It'll
promise
happen.
You that won't happen.
Maybe.
The day that I have an emotion, I will also be on the city council complaining about the cyclists, all right, and the skateboarders.
You know, I could see that.
You know, I mean, if, like, let's say you were in a parking garage,
mm-hmm.
okay? You know, I know that, like, we all live in, like, sad apartment buildings
mm-hmm.
that have parking garages, like, beneath them or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, can I get another drink?
Of course you can.
Thank you. see what I did there? That was really great.
Pelosi clap.
Pelosi clap. Thank you. Thank you, kids.
It's like you
that
said
was...
that... It's like you said someone should stop the president, but you're personally not going to, so...
Yeah, no, I'm not
yeah.
going to.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know... I'm just going to throw shade at the president.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not, I can't do anything about it.
You're so talented.
So anyway, I am very talented. But, you know, if you were in, like, a parking garage where no one could see you.
Yes.
You know, then you could, like, do your little skateboarding.
Okay.
All right? It's just, it's a public display.
So you,
all right?
You think...
You should be ashamed of this, and you're not.
So you think, like, skateboarding should be just as private as, say, still watching The Cosby Show on DVD.
Yeah, it should be,
yeah,
like being a homosexual in the 60s.
Sure.
You know, like, you have to keep it under wraps.
Or, like, being a Louis C.K. fan now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's,
yeah,
not...
You can't talk about that, really.
Yeah,
you
no,
know?
You're not allowed to find him funny. No, not at all. Yeah, no, it's a parking garage three floors down.
Yeah, it's shame-based.
Shame-based, right.
Okay? You know, it should be a shame-based activity.
I don't think we have those in Toronto. I think all
I don't think we have those in the culture. No,
no
one is embarrassed anymore. They really should be embarrassed of a lot of things, but they're not. You know? But yeah, if you were underground doing this at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I wouldn't have a problem with it.
Sure.
But you're in public.
Yeah.
I might run into you. I would scream at you.
Here's the thing, I will you'll
and
be,
then you would really fall off the skateboard.
You'll be at Union and I'll run into you.
I won't be
and
at
then
Union,
I'll be like
I'm not gonna go to Union.
And then like, hey, how do I get to the you know, how do I get on the A-line, you know? Anyways, thank you.
I'm not going to ask you directions.
No, I would ask you directions because I would run into you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'd be this discombobulated skateboarder.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. It's meant to be.
But if it ever happened,
yeah,
I would never forgive you.
Hmm. No one asks you for directions in the city?
Yeah, they do constantly. I have
constantly
one of those faces.
Me too, right? It's the I'm not going to stab you face.
Yeah.
That's what we have.
I'm not, I'm probably not going to yell at you. I'm just going to roll my eyes.
Yeah, that's fine. As
yeah,
long as you give
nobody
them directions.
Cares about that.
They might trust
there's
you more.
Yeah, it's down there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I have one friend who is so rude to me. Like, it's really great. She's like, yeah, I, it's right over there. Yeah, no, right over there. But she gives them, like, no indication of, like, you know, you could make a left, whatever. No, yeah, no, it's down there. It's really good. We should all learn from her.
Yeah, no, I get
she's
all my
here.
I get all my direction asking at Union, because Union is a Legend of Zelda dungeon of sadness.
It's terrible.
And
it's
you,
a terrible station.
It's a terrible place.
And how do they manage to make it work? They put, like, a zillion dollars in it, and
yeah,
now it's worse than ever.
It's a harder video game level than it used to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, you know, and harder to skateboard on, I would imagine.
Way.
A lot more mirrors
no, no,
you
no,
could
no,
crash into. What, I mean.
So much easier, because it's all just nice, slow ramps everywhere. It's fantastic. Yeah.
Have you skateboarded in the station? I will hit you.
Thank you all for coming, everybody.
Yeah, thank you, everyone.
What's for supper?
Got a guess.
Will I like it?
Yes, oh yes.
Goldfield salmon.
Caress, caress.
Lovely dinner. Happiness.
Goldfield salmon, a wonderful meal.
For the finest salmon, get Goldfield.
But, yeah.
You want a skateboard? I'll sell you a skateboard.
No, he doesn't. No.
You and I can go skateboarding on Sundays in the park. It'll be great.
You'll fall down the hill.
Oh, yeah, all the way down. Yeah, we'll hit the guy with the wheel. Yeah. That
yeah,
poor guy.
No.
That poor guy with his $10,000 robot
not,
wheel.
Not poor guy. I don't have any sympathy for this person.
No.
Get rid of this thing and be a real person.
Sure,
okay?
Fair enough.
Go to St. John's for 3 hours.
Well, everybody was there with the dog, and this guy's there with
wait,
the
there was
robot.
A dog?
Well, it's Hyde Park. There's a million dogs.
Yeah, right.
It's all dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all dogs and 2 yaks.
But that's... A, oh, thank
yeah,
God. But that's...
Yeah.
I mean, thank God for the yaks. No, but that's as God intended. You know,
yeah,
less skateboards, more dogs. You know.
It's one thing I miss about Hyde Park is their little cute zoo.
I don't go there.
You've never gone to the like little Hyde Park
zoo? I've been there.
It's adorable.
It's cute.
There's no pleasing this guy.
No, it's cute for an hour. Like, it, like it's an hour.
And then you gotta
okay,
fly home.
Yeah, then you gotta fly home. All right, I gotta go back to Bloor West. You know?
Well, thank you guys for checking Blog TO. Toronto's only newspaper. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Nothing else.
Yeah, it's the only thing we have.
Yeah,
we have Narcity, but nobody likes that one.
No, everyone hates it.
Exactly, right?
Yeah.
Why does everyone hate Narcity? It's because they're terrible.
Their writing is horrible.
It's horrible. Have you
is
guys
that
seen?
The reason?
I feel like
I think
way,
so.
I just don't know why it's called Narcity.
Well, they're like a big corporate. They do all sorts of cities. They're not just Toronto.
But is it like narcissism
yes,
city?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it doesn't read that way.
No, it's all, oh my god, you have to eat this ice cream.
Yeah, no, I don't. Like, I want a magazine that tells you what not to, like, don't eat this.
Yeah.
You know, like, don't come here. Don't go to this place.
That's blocked
you. That's blocked
you. Okay, so, right.
Yellows and reds.
That's it. That's it.
Okay.
That's it.
So that's, it's more about, like, complaining.
Has anybody seen that, like, the TRNTO.com site, the new one? No? It's a fairly new, it's another one of these.
Turnto?
They just scrape Yelp and they make content, you know, it's the same thing.
Sure.
Everyone scrapes.
We all scrape.
You're mad at me for falling down a skateboard, but everybody's fine. It's fine.
Scab. Okay, there's a difference.
Mm-hmm.
You were covered in scabs.
Six.
You had six scabs!
It's
more than zero.
It's fine. It's fine.
It is
I'm
not
fine.
Fine.
I'm almost all healed up. It's been a month.
That was only a month ago. This is 2007. So that was 2003. I don't know what year it is, like a lot. I told you this before the show.
Yes.
You know, sometimes I wake up and I'm like, it's 2007. Like, literally.
Right.
You know, and then I kind of like.
It's like a whole.
I collect
awakening.
Myself.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Sometime between 7 and 7:30 a.m.,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then I remember that it's
mm-hmm.
whatever, 20
mm-hmm.
something,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then I probably, like, talk to you. No, you're not the first person that I talk to in the morning.
No?
No.
I'm hurt.
You're not.
It's fine.
It's usually a girl.
Monica?
No.
Oh.
No, she's not
Julie?
Up.
Julie?
Please.
No.
No.
Not a morning person.
No. I don't hear from you until, like, very late in the day.
Marilyn Dennis?
Yes.
I'm really jealous.
Oh my god.
Please introduce me to Marilyn Dennis.